First Kings, Chapter 5. And Hiram king of Tyre sent his servants unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the place of his father, for Hiram was always a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, You know how that David my father could not build a house unto the name of the Lord his God for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor misfortune. And, behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke unto David my father, saying, Your son, whom I will set upon your throne in your place, he shall build a house unto my name. Now therefore command you that they cut me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with your servants, and unto you will I give wages for your servants according to all that you shall appoint, for you know that there is not among us any that is skilled to cut timber like unto the Sidonians. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly, and said, Blessed be the Lord this day, who has given unto David a wise son over this great people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which you sent to me, and I will do all your desire concerning timber of cedar, and concerning timber of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats unto the place that you shall appoint me, and will cause them to be broken up there, and you shall receive them, and you shall accomplish my desire, in giving food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 curs of wheat for food to his household, and 20,000 curs of pure oil, thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they both made a treaty together. And King Solomon raised forced labor out of all Israel, and the forced labor was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by shifts, a month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home, and Adoniram was over the forced labor. And Solomon had 70,000 that bore burdens, and 80,000 quarried stone in the mountains. Besides the chief of Solomon's officers who were over the work, 3,300, who ruled over the people that labored in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the men of Gebal, so they prepared timber and stones to build the house.